Good afternoon, Seattle Raiders.
Well, hello, Jack. How's things going down in good old Macon?
Well, pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad. Just watching it snow really pretty powerful.
Oh, you got snow up there?
Cool. Oh, it looks like someone just really hardcore shook a snow globe, and it's coming down pretty good. And the wind's been really strong. Like, it's like 20-something, but the real feel is like 12. Yeah. We'll send it down your way. I'm sure you could use some.
Thank you.
Wake up that way, you know.
Yeah, we got like in the lower 50s, just a little bit cool because it's wet. It's drizzling, it's nasty looking. Yeah. Send snow. I think it would be better.
Yeah, it's 22 real fill, 14 snow ending, and 41 minutes. So it's coming down pretty good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a white Christmas already, early.
Yeah. And tomorrow it's supposed to be even colder. So it's part of that nor'easter that's coming through and everything. So, but
yeah, it's supposed to be colder tomorrow, too, and then it's supposed to be raining all day.
Ooh, that's not good for, like, ice. Because I'm sure overnight it, like, gets pretty low as far as, like, the cold, huh?
No, we're staying still up in the lower 40s.
Or, even overnight it does?
Yeah, it doesn't get cold here. Not yet. But if we have our way, we'd probably see colder weather coming in the next few days. So
yeah.
Saturday and Sunday maybe it'll be a little bit colder.
Dang. Other than that, everything else has been okay? Have you guys been selling a lot?
No, it's been dead. I mean, it's really been dead. It's just not. It's not like it used to be. We get $1,000 here, a couple $1,000s there, and that's about it. Normally, this time, we usually do about $4,000 or $5,000 a day minimum, at one point, and this is way off. So
are you behind for the month so far?
So far.
Maybe they'll come in later. You know.
Yeah, I think we goose egged yesterday. Nobody.
Oh my gosh, that's not good.
Yeah, we had a few people in looking. Maybe they'll be back to get what they looked at, then we'll see a little bit there. But if they don't come back for it, you know how that goes sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here watching the dog run around getting her treats. The sprayer took the dog out. When she comes back in, we set out treats like little Easter egg hunt every single day.
Oh my gosh. How many do you set out?
Well, she's got 5 like dog biscuits. And then we get those jerky treats like the soft ones, teriyaki flavored human treats. And we put 5 of those out, so she gets 10 little treats every day.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, she walks. She does like a couple loops around the block, and so she comes in. She's all in the summertime. She's wore out. She's hot, but today she's full of energy. She's zipping around here, looking everywhere.
You would think with a good sense of smell, she'd be able to find them all.
She finds them. No, she finds them. No question about it. It's just a matter of I have about a million places to hide them.
Oh.
I do all the hiding.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I have to be careful where I put them because she can knock stuff over. So.
True.
And the first time I did, I didn't think about what I was doing. When I put them in places where she could have to jump up on something to get something.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's not going to work. That was dumb of me.
No, she could knock stuff over pretty easy and break stuff.
Yeah. Only took one day to figure that out.
Yeah, you'd probably be without a job after breaking a couple big pieces down there.
Oh, yeah. Especially we have like porcelains, expensive porcelain.
Oh, really? Oh, do you still have like the just porcelain or china as well?
We have some china, but we're out of the china business because there's nobody buying it anymore here.
Oh,
so
the younger generation doesn't really want that.
Yeah, they don't want anything. They don't even want silver. I had a lady come in yesterday. She wanted to buy a mint julep cup.
Okay.
So I went around looking to see if I could find one. And the one place where we usually get them from, they're run about $800. The guy there told me, he said, forget that, it's gone way up. I said, well, it was like 800 or 900 last year. He said, nah, he says, you can forget that. He says, silver was like about, 25 $1 an ounce back last year, and that's up to 40 something, about 50 something now, 57 an ounce. So he said, no, you can expect it to be a lot higher. I said, oh, God. I found another mint julep cup from Salisbury. Are you familiar with Salisbury, the pewter company?
Oh, yeah. God, they're still around?
Yeah, you are. And I called them yesterday, and I asked the lady there, I said, you saw that sterling silver Kentucky mint julep is patterned after the Kentucky Derby mint julep cup? It's a real nice cup.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, we still have it. I said, you got any stocks? She said, I've got nine. I said, okay, how much are they? To your customer, $1,440.
Holy moly, they are that expensive?
They're that expensive now. I said, you're kidding me. She said, no, $1,440. She said, yeah. She said, they've gone way up. She said, the prices keep going up. She said, we're talking about, you know, next week probably putting some more money on, add more money to it because they're going up, because silver's going up.
Yeah,
this
silver is what, like $50, $55 an ounce or something like that?
You know, it was 57 yesterday according to her because she checked it. And but it's fluctuating a little bit. It was 52 the day before that.
Jeez, wow.
And you said 54 now. So it bounces around in the 50s. And so I told that lady, I said, I've got a 100-ounce brick of silver. She said, you got what? I got a 100-ounce brick. It's a doorstop at my mom's house. She said, a doorstop? I said, yeah. She said, boy, that's an expensive doorstop. You're not telling me.
Jeez, yeah, no kidding.
Anymore. Yeah, we put it away. We don't have it there anymore. My mom passed, so I put it up. I put it in a Foot Locker. Anyway, with her coins. I got a Foot Locker. It's a military Foot Locker. You know what those look like?
Oh, yeah, I know what they look like,
big.
Yeah.
I mean, like a steamer trunk, you know. They're that big. It's completely loaded with silver, gold.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I mean, you can't lift it. Take a forklift to lift it.
Yeah.
It's packed all the way to the top. And then I told my mom one time, I said, well, what are you going to do with all that stuff? She said, I don't know. I've been saving it for you and the grandkids. I said, shoot. I said, that's like pirate booty, you know. I mean, bounty, I mean, you know. I said, good God. I said, that's more than what the pirate probably bury. And she said, well, that's all yours, you know. I said, why don't we just, you know, capitalize and turn it in and get some money and you can go on a trip or do something. She said, me going on a trip? The homebody person? No. So, it's sitting over in her house, just sitting at the foot of the bed, not doing anything.
Yeah, don't tell too many people about that.
Oh, I don't. I know you're safe, but I mean, I'm not. I don't tell anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to book a flight down to Macon. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't even be able to get it out.
Yeah, you'd have to have a tow truck and a winch and a lift to get it up.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's always this time of year when you guys have somebody looking for something. Like,
yeah. We had a lady that came, called up yesterday, one of our former employees, and she was looking for something for her grandson. And we took a look at some of the comparison, you know, prices of your diamonds and told her, you know, to make up some earrings. And we told her what that was, and she said, well, let me get back to my grandson. He's young. We asked her, she said, you know, he's wanting natural, right? And she said, yes, natural. I said, okay. And I didn't say okay, Mr. Rader did. And he got back with me this morning, Mr. Rader did, and I said, he said, she called back and said it was too much for him. And I thought, well, I told Mr. Rader, I said, you know, you can always do lab, you know, if he's on a tight budget, you know. So And he said, no, he said, Nell worked here. That's her name, Nell. And she actually, her parents, her family owned this store one time.
And really?
Yeah, in its beginnings, yes. Amazing, yeah. She owned the store. They owned the whole store. It was Jones. It was a sundry store, just a big old, you know, you get your cotton, you get your...
Like back in the day. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like,
general store.
General store, yeah, that's what it's called.
Only this one was like two stories, three stories with a basement. It was a big one, but we were a hub at one time. We were also, we have the Mogi River close by, and it used to used to send barges down, up and down it.
Oh.
There used to be a cotton. This used to be a cotton trading area.
Oh, I believe it. You guys have a lot of cotton and tobacco fields down there.
Yeah. Well, not so much anymore, but we used to still have some cotton fields down here. Several towards Warner Robins, though, area. The ones down here pretty much closed up. A lot of people, the farmers here, they basically, as they got older, nobody wanted to farm anymore, and the kids sold it, and was an owner, a young man here, his father, Benji Griffith, I think is the name, and he owns like close to 1 million acres here in the area, so a lot of acreage. He invests in land, and he buys and sells, too, at the same time, timbers them. He loves to get them when they're timbered, and, you know, I guess the old saying goes, screw the people out of the timber, and, you know, I tell people, when you're going to sell your land, I said, have it timbered, have it clear cut. I mean, you may as well get everything you can for it, and then they can have the land, you know, because they're not going to give you anything for the timber. I mean, they'd love to get a hold of the timber, and then they'll clear it, and then they'll sell it,
mm-hmm.
they'll divide it or whatever, and they'll make the money, and you'll get nothing but just a small amount. So I tell people, a lot of young people don't know that, so it's bad. You see, 1 year I did what they call select cut. I just timbered a little bit of my property,
mm-hmm.
not much. I think about, I don't even remember how much it was. It was very little. But I got like, I think it was $80,000 for it. So.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Well, not bad. I mean, it's not much. It's just a small, tiny amount. I got a lot of hardwood trees that we didn't even touch. That was just pulp wood that I sold. So.
Hmm.
And that went into the kids' educational fund and stuff like that.
That's a smart thing to do, actually.
Yeah. And so, all the kids, basically, all our three daughters, they got their first 4 years of college free. I mean, they didn't have to spend any money. We paid for it all up front.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. But after that, we said, you're on your own.
Yeah, with your forever student, your one daughter.
Yeah, she's slowing down now. She said, you know what, I think I'm good. I said, well, whatever you want to do, it's up to you.
She's not still taking classes, is she?
No, she stopped now. She's busy. She's got her hands in other things. She's helping a guy with a martial arts studio and stuff. She's invested heavily in some sort of electric flying car company up in New York.
What in the world? Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, she got her first small dividend check. It was like, I think it was around 10 or 12 grand.
Really?
Said,
wow.
Yeah, I said, that's good. She said, well, you've got to remember I invested 10,000 in it, so I've got my money back so far, but, you know, until this thing completely, you know, gets, it's got to go through some kind of regulations or something.
Mm.
I said, what do you hope to make on this? She said, well, I hope to make a couple $1,000 maybe if I'm lucky. I said, well, I hope so.
How much did she say?
About a couple $100,000 out of it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I said, do you own stock in it? She says, yeah, I own stock in it. I said, oh, okay. I don't even know the name of it. It's out there. It's on the trading floor now, so you can invest in it. She wanted to know if we wanted to invest. I said, flying cars? Not yet.
Yeah.
And I said, we haven't even got cars that can drive us from A to B without getting in a wreck, so I'm not sure about flying cars.
Yeah, are you talking about the
self-driving
ones?
Yeah. They had a couple of them up in Atlanta, I think, last year. They had wrecks. I don't know if they were fatalities, but I think they were involved in some pretty heavy-duty wrecks. So,
I believe it. Yeah, because, I think, in a couple of places, like Vegas especially, and, Arizona and some of those places.
Yeah.
They have the taxis. They're not taxis, but they're like Ubers, but they're self-driving Ubers. That would freak me out.
Now, Mrs. Rader's daughter was in Atlanta. Her and her best friend, they were up there. They went to a concert, and afterwards they called an Uber, and an Uber came up. And first of all, they didn't even know how to get in it. They didn't even know it was for them. It finally announced itself. I've never heard of a car announcing for itself. And they said it was freaky. And they climbed in, and there was nobody in the car.
Yeah, that would. I don't think I would trust that.
I said, so what did you do? Did you get back out? He said, no, basically they took us where we had to go, but anyway, it was, they had to pay for it before they took it, I think, pay on a credit card or something. I don't know how that works, but it's kind of weird. And they said it was a really odd experience, but I said, did you keep your eye on the road? He said, oh, yeah, we really kept our eye on the road in case we had to duck under the seat or something, about to have a wreck or something. That's got to be spooky.
Yeah.
But when we went on our vacation, we got back, we took what was called Black Man Limo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a limo service up in Seattle. And I got to tell you, they were first class. I mean, man, it was unreal. I mean, we got into our limo. The guy came to the airport first to take us to our hotel. He came to the airport. It was a big, brand new, giant Escalade.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, and then he came there, he helped us, he carried the luggage through the car and everything, helped us get in. He put us in the back seat, and he gave us a tour. He said, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to give you a tour. He said, and so he gave us a tour of some high, cool landmarks. In other words, he went out of his way to get to the hotel. He said, I want you to see some of Seattle, so I'm going to show you around a little bit. And he says, y'all have time? And I said, yeah, we got plenty of time. Yeah, okay. And he did that. And in the back seat, they had a little mini bar.
Oh, really? Wow.
With champagne, the whole 19 yards. I mean, it was first class service. I mean, he was wearing kind of like a formal chauffeur's outfit with hat and everything.
Oh, nice.
It was
wow.
Cool. I mean, it's like first class. I thought. God, you know, this is pretty cool, and it was reasonable. I think it was like $35-$40. I mean,
get out of town.
Cheap. That's cheap, you know. That's dirt
cheap. For that, yeah.
I gave him a tip. I don't know what's customary, but it's a good tip. But I think I gave him $40 or something like that. And I thought, you know, I didn't have a 50 on me, but I gave him 40, and didn't have much cash on me that day. But at any rate, I said, I think it's worth it. I just thought it was kind of cool, you know.
Well, yeah, for taking you around to different sites and landmarks and stuff like that, that's a good idea.
And we got to see the Starbucks, the original Starbucks. It's a spooky-looking place. He said, you look over there, you see that looming-looking face hanging over the backdrop behind the building over there? It's a great big giant. I mean, it's huge. And I said, yeah, I said, what the heck is that? It looks like something like a space alien. He said, no, that's Starbucks logo. I said, that's Starbucks? He said, yeah. He said, that's where it all started, right there in that building. I said, oh, that's kind of cool. He showed us the docks where they import everything in, and the cranes where they unload all the, the trailers and stuff, you know, from overseas, the containers and stuff. And he showed us a lot. It was pretty cool. We really enjoyed ourselves.
Geez, is this original Starbucks still open?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big, big deal. I mean, it's like a super highlight up there. You go up there and...
You guys didn't go inside, though, because
we
were driving
along. No, we didn't go.
Along.
We didn't go in there. But we were about, like, two blocks away. They have a place like a... It's like a market type thing. It's about two city blocks, and it's three levels or four levels.
Wow, it was started in 1971. Holy moly.
It was pretty awesome, but this, I don't know what they call it. It's like a fish market, too, and they have, like, cheese and collectibles and meats and dairy and vegetables and fish and, oh, God, it's more than you can possibly imagine. And all kinds of little trinkets and hats and clothing and souvenirs and silver and jewelry. And, I mean, it's just, we didn't cover it all. There's no way. But we went in and we checked it out. They have furniture. They have.
Wow.
It's super, super duper. Someplace that you, if you ever get to San Francisco, check it out. Yeah, it's like an underground type thing. And they have, like, restaurants all over the place and, any kind of cuisine you can imagine. I mean, it's there. You can get something cheap. You can get some. I mean, you got to sit down and make reservations. You know, that kind of stuff. So it's unbelievable.
Wow. Huh. Goodness. All right.
anyway.
Well, hopefully I bring you some good luck for some diamonds. And
well, I think you did. Somebody just walked in. So
there you go. Good luck. All right, I'll talk to you, Jack. Stay safe.
I appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.